Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today, I have Price City Councilwoman Amy Knott Jesperson. We're going to talk all things St. Patrick's Day, and we're going to talk a little about International Days just to get you excited. Amy, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Dave.
Let's start off with how are things going here in Price? Everything's kind of, you know, you don't want to say getting back to normal, but slowly we're starting to work our way into that some form of normalcy as much as it can be in 2021. So how are things going?
So we've got a couple of things in the works. You know, I think people hopefully are ready to get out and kind of start partying again like we usually do. We've been part of these meetings with the Governor's Office of Economic Development and just looking at old pictures of Price's Main Street. And part of that is like every single picture of our Main Street has a parade going on in it. And people from the state level were like, what? Do you guys like party all the time down there? Like, is it a parade every day? I'm like, yeah, it's pretty much a party all the time, every day until COVID hit. But we're ready to get back into that. You know, little by little, we're going to ease into it. We were really encouraged by Helper's Christmas Light Parade and how many people turned out for that. You know, everybody was in masks and trying to social distance as much as they could. But that event was really successful. For two straight nights, the place was packed. So that was encouraging and kind of, you know, gave us a little more comfort of like, hey, maybe it's time to hold the St. Patrick's Day Parade. You know, in the past, everybody loves the St. Patrick's Day Parade. It's spring. People want to get outside. And so working closely with the health department, we've been able to put that on the calendar again. So that is going to be March 20th.
And we're looking forward to it. Yeah, like you said, I think it's time to get back out and have some fun. Now, if somebody wants to enter a float or anything like that in the parade, a couple of questions. First, who can enter it? And secondly, how do they enter if they would like to?
So anybody can enter the parade or enter and register for a float in the parade or an entry. It doesn't have to be a float. It can be a group walking or, you know, whatever. But they just need to go to Price City's webpage, which is PriceCityUtah.com, www.PriceCityUtah.com. And the entry form will be right on that website. It's in bold letters. It's right on the homepage. So right on the first page, it's easy to see and it's easy to register. It's just a short application.
So get in there and do it, you know. And it doesn't matter if you're a church organization, a civic organization, a family group, if you would like to do that. I know that that's one thing that people kind of look to and encourage is things like that. Just get out and be involved, because I feel that it is time to be involved. And I think that people are going to enjoy themselves and have a good time at this one. And you guys said you've been working with the health department. So everything, you've got kind of some parameters from them. So let's talk about those for just a moment.
Yeah. So obviously masks are encouraged and social distancing, you know, kind of stay with your family group and just, you know, keep yourself safe. Of course, if you're sick, if you're not feeling well, if you're in the high risk group, probably not come to the parade. There will be more. There will be other opportunities to do that. But if you haven't been vaccinated and if you are in a high risk group, probably not come be around a bunch of people.
Okay. You know? So that's the St. Patrick's Day Parade coming up on March 20th. And then the big one that we're just barely kind of starting to hear squeaks and very preliminary discussions. They just had their first meeting. We're going to attempt to pull off International Days today, this year. So let's talk about that.
Yeah, so early planning stages, trying to mix things up a little bit. Talks have been, you know, maybe we should take it down on Main Street where we can spread out a little bit more. It's interesting not last summer when it was canceled, but the summer before, the park was packed with people all day and into the night. You know, International Days attracts a lot of people and it's fun. It's a huge event, huge party, and it's a lot of fun. But when you drive down on Main Street during International Days, it's dead. Like, there's nobody down there. There's nobody at Sherald's. There's nobody at Club Mecca. There's nobody on Main Street at all because everyone's up at the park. And in our attempts to bring more people down to our historic Main Street, you know, the thought was, well, maybe we should bring International Days down there, you know, spread out the carnival up and down Main Street and have the vendor booths down there. And we've got the Peace Gardens Amphitheater where we can hold concerts and stuff. So these are very preliminary talks, very early stage planning, but that's kind of what we're looking at.
You know, I think it's important. The downtown area is slowly starting to come to life and people are moving in and getting buildings filled up and those kind of things. Plus, you've got that big Go Ed grant that's coming from the governor and you guys are going to start doing things with that. And you've we've already started doing things with that. So I think it'd be a great way to pull people down on Main Street. Have you gotten any kind of buzz or any kind of reactions yet as far as this, or is it still just really preliminary talks?
It's really preliminary. We haven't really talked to any businesses, but I'm sure they'd be happy. You know, when the Arts Festival is held on Helper's Main Street, business in every single one of their storefronts goes up, you know, exponentially. Of course, it's going to be a good thing. Anytime you can bring people downtown, it's going to be a good thing for the businesses.
All right. Amy, thank you so much for coming in today and talking to us. We really appreciate it. And let's talk again soon, okay?
All right. Thanks so much, Dave.
You bet. That's Amy Jesperson with the Price City Council talking about St. Patrick's Day Parade and a little talk about International Days because they're both coming and it's going to be a great, great thing. Hey, if you want any more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.